Thank you, Madam Chair, and I'm sorry for raising my flag a little bit late, but I'm a bit obliged to make clear what's our position with respect to these issues, Madam Chair. And we would like to reiterate the importance that we attach to the work that ANCTA does with respect to debt restructuring and illicit financial flows, Madam Chair. I think it would be very unfortunate from a developing perspective not to have the ANCTA's views on these very pressing issues, Madam Chair. And we don't see really the need to go into the Mafikiano and start a discussion on what is there or what is not. I think we already did that kind of work back in Nairobi. But if that's the way that we should proceed, Madam Chair, I think we should try to understand what's the context of the Mafikiano. And although it's true that paragraph 38H does not make a specific reference to debt structuring, it talks about debt issues. And then if we go to paragraph 22, there is a clear reference to debt structuring, and this is not a general paragraph, Madam Chair. It is a paragraph which talks about different debt issues and highlights the importance of debt structuring. So that's, we cannot delink the operational part of Mafikiano from the other part in which sets the context for interpretation of these paragraphs. And the same is applicable to the issue of illicit financial flows, Madam Chair. But the bottom line is, these two issues are extremely important for developing countries, and we should discuss it. If we don't discuss these issues here, where are we going to do it, Madam Chair? Thank you very much.